Last summer and fall, bears struggled to find enough berries and fish to eat. Some were out as late as December, trying to stock up on calories for their winter hibernation. When bears leave their dens, biologist Phil Mooney says they become eating machines.
There's really two things that drive bears, and it's sex and it's food. And it's that simple. And the breeding season is about the only time where it shifts to the urge to breed, and the rest of the time it's to get food because they have to stock up enough calories to get them through the hibernation period.
In their natural environment in early spring, bears subsist mainly on grasses and sedges, which Mooney calls a dry salad compared to the buffet of steak and seafood options available around humans.
Totaled up the number of calories you can get from the stuff we throw away as garbage versus a bear, especially this time of year coming out and trying to get that type of quality food, there's no comparison.
Human food waste is like a drug for bears. Once they know it's there and get used to having it around, it becomes really tough to keep them from coming back.
They're going to hit the can, and they're going to keep coming back to that can even if you try to change your ways immediately and clean the thing out and bleach it and whatever, the bear's going to come back to that spot and he's going to keep checking it until he finally tires out and goes someplace else.
Mooney says it's important that everyone properly disposes of garbage all year long. He says bear reports come in year-round and it takes the whole neighborhood being diligent with their waste.
Because you can have everybody on the street, say 9 out of 10 houses on a street, do it perfectly and have one person that doesn't want to do it. And the bear comes in that, and once they come into the area, they're going to check every single can.
Authorities recommend that people freeze any food and animal parts, put baby diapers in a separate sealed container, and make a trip to the transfer station on Jarvis Street. Everyone is allowed to dump up to 200 pounds of waste per month for free. If you can't make it to the transfer station, the next best thing is to wait and put smelly waste in the trash can the morning of garbage day. If you spot a bear and it's not a threat, Mooney says you should call the business line at the police station at 747-3245. He says they record the reports and use them to track bear activity in the area. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ann Bryce.